The White House says it's aiming to turn down the temperature in the Middle East and deter and defend against any potential attacks. The US has deployed extra fighter jets and warships to the region, and as well as Monday's national security meeting in the Situation Room, President Joe Biden has also spoken to Jordan's King Abdullah II as part of diplomatic efforts to avoid escalation. In April, Iran launched a barrage of some 300 missiles and drones against Israel after the killing of a Quds leader in Syria. And there are fears Tehran and its proxy group Hezbollah in Lebanon are planning a similar attack. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.